We learned in the Gemara yesterday, we learned in the Braisa, that we talked about somebody is makdish his field. Can you redeem it by borrowing money? Can you redeem it only halfway? So this Braisa is my hermachlekes. So this particular Braisa says that you could, because we would have thought that you shouldn't, because madach by esdea chuzah, a field that you know that you sold, that the, and yevula comes back to you. Yet you cannot borrow money to buy it back, nor can you do it. Can you do it halfway? So if you're mocked as your field, but it does not come back to you, yevula, surely you shouldn't be able to do it. So then we say no. That bay is bebote orchema yechiach, and that is that what that bay bebote orchema. You could redeem it halfway, and you could borrow money. You could redeem it. And yet, you cannot borrow money. So it's clearly here that a bayis b'dechema, you cannot borrow money. And you said before that a bayis b'dechema, you could borrow money. So we said that Shimon Yechai holds a bayis b'dechema, you could borrow money, because Rachmanis and he loses the field forever after a year. So we make it easier. The Rabbanon don't believe in Svaris, and therefore, in time of the Quran, therefore they say you cannot borrow money. Says the Gemara on top of the page. I don't understand. You brought from Bayi Baduchayma saying that we would have thought that Bayi Baduchayma you cannot borrow. So too, you shouldn't be able to borrow by Magdish. And then you said, if we need a pasik, I can ask you, you know why Moichah Bayi Baduchayma you cannot, you know why you cannot borrow there? Because it's very weak. You know it's very weak. Because that once the year is up, that's it. You can no longer redeem it. Not only a problem of your evil, you don't come back to your evil. Even after a year, you cannot redeem it. However, if you makdish your field, you have till your evil to buy it back. So maybe it's stronger than the bayis b'dechema. Therefore, you should be able to redeem it only halfway. What do I need to have a pasuk for? You go. Let's bring the two together. Bayis b'dechema. And let's bring us the achuza. Taisi ba mehatzad. Moich is the achuza yechiyach. Moich is the achuza yechiyach. It will prove it to you. She yafa koich ligolol. You can redeem it until you're evil. And yet, you cannot redeem it. You cannot borrow money to redeem it. Vein loiviv goyl. Or vil goyl chatzad. You cannot redeem it halfway. Malam moich is the achuza. What do you tell me? Moich is the achuza. She can't hura koich. It's very weak. Ligoyl. Very weak. She can't hura koich. That it's very weak. Cannot force. Migad moich. Bayis ba yechiyach. Bayis Bater Chaima will prove it. Therefore, he goes back and forth. Chazadin loy roize kroize. Hatzad Hashav. What's coming out? There is shenigolin that they can redeem. The ain loy the goyel v'gazon. You cannot borrow af ani ovi makdish. Therefore, makdish also shouldn't be able to borrow. Shenigol should be redeemed. The ain loy the goyel. You cannot borrow the goyel chatzayin. That's when you the pasuk. You go that you could that a makdish. If you makdish your field, you could borrow money. You still ask a question. In the case of the Achuza, when you sell a field, the first 2 years you cannot redeem it, only afterwards. In the case you sell a house in the Bay or the Chayme, the first year you can redeem it, and the second year you cannot redeem it. So both of them, the second year you cannot redeem. But if you're Makdish your field, you can redeem it first year, second year, whatever you want. So Makdish day is much stronger. So obviously you could borrow half the money. What are you pausing for? They're weak. You cannot redeem the second year. You could redeem the second year. Omlavinu should make me say, Evid Ivri Hanimkilo Evigamichir. Evid Ivri sold to God, prove it to you. She Yof Koichel Goyal Bashanashne, you could redeem the second year. And yet over there we know, it says, Kede Gulasa, the ain't leave of the girl, you cannot borrow. The girl of Thay, no, can you do halfway? But you know, when the Machinim and Avshashes. Of course you can borrow. We're not preventing you, but you cannot force the balabas to.
That he has to.
He has to let set you free if you borrow the money. The Torah says to the balabas, if he has his own money, you must. We're talking about the case where you must. If the balabas wants to let him free for the bar money, why not? We're talking about the balabas doesn't want to let you free. So the only time that legally you have a right to force him to let you free is if you have your own money. If you sell a house within a walled city, we have 1 year to buy back and then fafal. The relatives have a mitzvah to help redeem it or not. We know that when it comes to this day, to an eved, the relatives have a union of freeing. What happened over here? What's a shaila? Gulasa gulasim v'deachuzi gamar. Do we learn out the same word gula redemption by a field? And over there, there's a, and over here also. Maz deachuzi ain in the gelachatzayin. As deachuzi, you don't redeem halfway. And yet, nigelas the kravim, relatives can also help you buy back. Whether the owner, the new owner, wants to or not, they can force him to sell it back. Because it says in pasuk v'bogoyelai hakarvilav afhainami here too. Ain't nigel chatzayin. Abayi b'dochayim. You don't read him halfway, but v'nigel kravim. But relatives can take it back. Oidil perhaps ki ksiva gula b'chatzayin. The word gula that we learn to each other talks about the din of half to both of them. You cannot redeem halfway. But kravim l'ksiv. Nowhere by relatives to say the word gula. So therefore, by relatives in cases there's deachuzah. Okay, relatives can force him to give it back. But in the case of a house, you forfeit it. Too bad. Amalei ain't nigel. Paskin no, it does not get redeemed. Eisel asks a question. It says in pasuk. Uvechoil eretz, it says in the pasuk. Uvechoil, I'm giving the whole pasuk. Uvechoil eretz achazach, in all of your land that you inherit, guula titnu, you must give it redemption. What's the pasuk talking about? So the rabbi is to teach you boti. So the brayza says teach you the case of houses and the case of an eved ivri. So the case of an eved ivri, the whole pasuk is extra to teach you what that relatives also can redeem a house and an eved ivri. Now. My lab, what do you mean a house? Bate Rechayme. So it's a clear mean that you could redeem through relatives on Rechayme. Say, no. Bate Chatzedim, if you sell your house as an open city, that relatives can go ahead and they can redeem it. Fedi Gemara, Bate Chatzedim, Behedik Sibu, says Fesh Apostle. It says in the Apostle, if you have a house in an area that has no wall around it, it says in the Apostle, Zdei Ha'oret, Al Zdei Ha'oret, Yechashiv, it has the same din like the field. And what do we know by Zdei Achuzah, that your relatives can force the guy to give it back? So by a house in an open city, you can force. But a house in a closed city,
same thing.
So Mela, but craving the same din. But when it comes to a house in a closed city, who says? Says Gemara. So Chelifesh Pasik. So what do you tell me? So what do I need? What do you tell me? That Chazak comes talking about a house in an open city. The house in an open city, Chelifesh Pasik, is considered like a field. Says Gemara. No, who look called Chelifesh? No, a house in a closed city. You don't have to. Realtors can't redeem. Talking about a house in an open city. Why need a second pasik? That not only is voluntary, it's actually mandatory for the that it's a mitzvah for the relatives to go ahead to try to redeem it, and the guy has to give it back. Says the Gemara, the mitzvah and the relatives, otherwise, it's up to the relative. They like the nephew, they'll go ahead and redeem him. They don't like him, go fly a kite. The Libra Rabbi Lazi goes according to Rabbi Lazi. Tanya, be learned. If you're poor, if your brother's very poor and he sells some of his properties, it says in the Pasuk, who's close to him, Vigol, as Mimker Achiv, he should redeem what his brother sold. Rishus. So this town hall, that's optional for the relative. They don't have to. Maybe it's mandatory. If a person has no relative and he has his own money, then you have to let him go. Which Jew doesn't have a own relative, unless it's a gay. Of course he has relatives. No, he has no relative who's interested in helping him out. So it's clear from here that it's up to the relatives whether they want to help him out or not. Shus b'yadam. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Abelezer says, "V'goal es mimker achiv chayva." So it's mandatory for a relative to redeem his nephew's or his cousin's field. Atoy mechayva, you have to ain l'rishus. Tamleimer, v'cholgula titnu hakasa kayv chayva. So what do we do? The extra pasuk v'cholgula titnu laretz. It's not talking about a house in a closed city. It's talking about a house in an open city. But that relatives need to. Relatives need to redeem it, not just as optional. Same thing by a field. They need to, not just optional. The one who says that the pasuk of Bechoil is talking about even in a house in the walled city, which we have no pasuk for. It says Bechoil. It says Bechoil in every single case. In every case, including a house in a walled city. Talking about a house in an open city, which we already know that the relatives can redeem. But you want to tell me that's a choiv? My bechoil. Let it just say gula titnu laadis. What bechoil in everything? What are you adding? We already know about a house in an open city that relatives can redeem. You're telling me that not only they could redeem, they must redeem. So what does what bechoil come to teach you? Kashi, that's like a problem. Eitzer Abaya has another question. Why does it say three times yigalenu? Why does it say yigalenu by an eved ivri that sold to a goy? It says three times yigalenu. Because it says the pasuk doy doy, uncle, then bend on your cousin, so of a more distant relative. Oy misha erb sorry, which is even more distant. No, but that's how we follow this hierarchy. First, you go to the uncles. If the uncles can't afford everything, you go to the cousins. Then you go to the chavis of weiter cousins. My la.
It says in Pasuk three.
It says three psukim. Yeah, it's an order.
Yeah, but yeah, I understand. But is he saying the order of three thing, or dafka the Gurgi Galen that has to be each time?
How do we know that there's a specific order by the Torah saying three times Yigalen, the Torah being makpid? This is said again. Says the Pasuk. Oy doide ben doine Yigalenu. Oy mishair psore mishpachta Yigalenu. So they have two yigalenos, and there's a third one before. Another part says yigaleno as well. So we say, why is the tata being makpid three times? There's an order. So the tata itself gives three different cousins. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what that's what the mother is saying. Yeah. Yeah.
So the extra yigaleno is the.
So it says eved and so lochede these yigalenos. My lab between my bati arachem again. We see bati arachem that what that cousins have to redeem the eved divdi. But again, no. Bote chatzedim, and we're talking about zdei achuze. Freddy Gemara, bote chatzedim, zdei achuze beheadiksim. So the first pasuk, zdei ha'aretz yichash, it's like a regular field. Yeah, that relatives can redeem. Kedar ma'ichol, the kadev kaidim is coming to tell you that by zdei achuze, by zdei achuze, it just says your relatives should come. Doesn't say which one. We want to tell you there is an order of the relatives. Just like by over here. There's an order of the relatives by the Eved Hanim Kala Akum, so there's an order also by Zdeyarat. Where did he say his thing? We asked a question. Eved Ivri Hanim Kala Yisrael. Forget about Eved Ivri Hanim Kala Goy. What about Yisrael? Nigel Ukrain, Nigel Grave. Do relatives have to help him out as well or not? Eliba the Rebbe Loite Boylech Akon. The Rebbe is not a question. The Amad, he says. Misha Eina, we had Nigamara before. He said, Misha Eina Nigel Be'ela. Nigel B'shei, is that an Eved who is an Eved to a Balabasa Jew, does not go out through redemption, yet he goes out of 6 years. So Rebbe clearly says that an Eved who sold to a Yid does not get redeemed, because remember, he sold himself. Why should he redeem him? And he's still a from Yid. No mitzvah to help him out. Alma Le'mifrit doesn't get redeemed. Kitibot, our question is according to Rabban. Rabban say that he could get redeemed, that means if he can afford it. But do relatives also have a psa'inyan to redeem or not? Remember, Rabbi Kiva before said, otherwise, every time he'll sell himself and get his uncle, he knows his uncle. Exactly. Oh, he'll steal. The question is, Yalfinan, Schir, Sachir, the Lloyd Deutsche, going to ignore the Yigalenu, which Yigalenu means only in this case, we'll ignore, but only if I ever sold to a guy, we'll ignore it and say the Gzeshavi Yisachir, Sachir, that said the word that they will compare. Or Dimmi Yigalenu, Lazev, Lelachir, no, Yigalenu stays in place. Perfect, come here. The whole Gula, Titnu, Lerab, is Boti, Vavadivri. It says every Gula, in the Pasuk, I've heard before, Gula, it's quoting it the whole time, B'chol Gula Titnu, that's not the Pasuk. The Pasuk is B'chol Erez Achuzaschem Gula Titnu. It's abridging the Pasuk. It says B'chol Gula Titnu L'Rabba, it says in the Braise we had before, Botim and Eved Ivri. My La, Baiz Botim Chaim and Eved Ivri, and Nikli Yisrael. It's clear here that Eved Ivri and Nikli Yisrael, you can redeem him. It says Moraya, Loi, Eved Ivri, Nikli Yisrael, maybe it's talking about eat soul to a Goyish master. Eved Ivri, Nikli Yisrael, Behedi Ksib, it's a Fesh Pasuk, Oy, Doi, Doi, Ben Doi, Yigalenu. What do you have to learn out? What do you have to learn out from Gzeres Shava? Sarche Sarche is a Fesh Pasuk, the uncle. We need another pasuk to teach you that our uncle or cousin should, not only could. It's optional, but when it comes to an eved ivri sold to a guy, everyone agrees that it's a mitzvah. My love, where are you trying to teach it? But no. But the chatzedim is dei chuzer. But the chatzedim, same question before. Behedik sees the befeidah, your uncles and whatever. As they are the chasha, says the posse that they should treat it like a son of the land. I'm not going to teach you that your relatives can redeem. We know already it has exact same as dei chuzer. But to give you an order, the coin is atzim b'yevil zaden. How does he go free? Either yevil, an eved ivri decide to stay on. Either yevil or his master dies. Chesiv avod doy, you serve him. V'lo yisabel as a master, not a son and daughter. Lo oylam forever. Lo oylam mishal yev means till yevil. Tell him what we learn. Marteya needle, ain't the ela marteya needle. What is it?
IWL.
Which is a long needle, isn't it? A long, like what you use for.
It's, it's, the leather work is heavy. It's got a wooden handle and it's got a thing to pass the holes in the leather belt.
Okay, good.
You have to need a stanza to see a picture.
Okay, because it actually seems to be a long metal piece that's thin on the bottom. That's all it is. Maybe it has one top, I don't know. Okay, so Shaili on all. Okay. Menayin, how do you know that Rabbis has soil? How do you know to marble soil? What's the type of a soil? Cedar is a splinter, and a wooden splinter, and a machet is a needle, but a magdech is like a hammer or something. But a machtev is a pen, a metal pen. No, what's the soil is a wooden. No, what's soil is a wooden peg. Okay. Auger. Okay.
It's a corkscrew shaped boring drill, and that's in modern Ivrit.
Yeah.
The drill is auger.
Magdeach. Okay. Which is a ribi, any instrument that Rabbi is called, but yeah, anything hand, even a basic. But you know, Rabbi, just like a needle, metal, of course, metal, no wood. To bring the big one, we'll talk about it in a minute. Oh, but Rabbi Loza said, Yudan, there was a Tanner called Yudan. But Rebbe was a great Tanner. You know where they pierce? Elbe Milson on the earlobe, not the ear itself. How would the Chachamim say no? They hold Ein Eved Ivri Koyen Nitzah. They said Eved Ivri Koyen does not get pierced at all. If they shenase Balmum, it turns into Balmum. Now, if it's the earlobe, you don't become Balmum for an earlobe. It must be the ear itself. So they argue. If you're going to say that they are, would they be pierced? In the earlobe, how would that make you a Balmum? They hold that in the ear itself. What's the Machai Rebbe holds that what? Only melted instruments? And the other ones hold any instrument. The Rebbe darshan's klal uprata klal. Klal, we have a rule, we have a klal. Yeah. When you have a rule, you have a klal, and then you have a prat, so we only marbe similar. So the prat becomes the main thing, and everything similar to the prat. If you have a klal afterwards, it comes to include everything except that which is the furthest from the prat. So therefore, klal, it's klal prat, lokachta klal, sorry. So klal prat, klal is yemarbe ele ke'ena prat. We only have a klal prat, ein bechlal ele mashbe prat. You're limited to a prat. If you have another klal afterwards, yemarbe anything similar. Anything similar to matzeh has to be metal. Lokachta klal matzeh, prat, but ozne vedel chaz vekol. Klal prat, klal. Yatadon ke'ena prat. Ma prat, ele prat, mefurish is clear, shal matzeh metal, av kol shal matzeh metal. Rabbi Yosi Dorej Ribu Yemid, he says Ribu Yemid. Ribu Yemid is the same as klal prat to klal, which means you have a ribu, an all-inclusive word. Then you have a specific word where marbe anything similar to the specific. If you have another ribu afterwards, it comes to be marbe everything except that which is an opposite. Very good, exactly. If you marbe everything except something which is really remote, or you only marbe things which are similar. So Rabbi Yosi says you marbe everything, any kind of piercing instrument, even made out of wood. What can't you use? Medicine that pricks a hole in your ear because then there's no instrument. Yeah. Everything. My Rabbi called me everything. My me it's a medicine. Oh my Matzei, love you Matzei. I got the big one. My master, what do you mean big one? Kidov Rabbi, Hayerech, how you manage? Whenever you have a hay, it means the most chashuv. He means a very chashuv Matzei. Hachinam Matzei, a miyuchet shematzoyin, the very big one. Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. But you still need an instrument for the nail. How are you going to get the nail in there?
Oh,
so you have to have two pieces. Here we're talking about one piece. You have one piece, and this one piece can do it. That's two pieces. Only in the law of it turns into Balmum because they do the ear itself. But yes, Balmum, what's wrong if it becomes Balmum? We need that this Eved should be able to go back to his family and return to his old ways. So if he's a kohen, he has to be able to work in the Beis HaMikdash. We cannot turn him into a mum. The question, Eved Ivri Kohen, Eved Ivri Kohen, Mahu Sheyimsel Rabbi Kananis. If an Eved Ivri is a kohen, can his master give him a shivcha? Because a kohen is not allowed to live with a shivcha, the Geiris. But he's an Eved now. Can the master give him a nut? Do we say chiddush even for Yisrael is a chiddush because she's not a real geyeder, she's a forced geyeder. So it's a chiddush for Yid. What's a chiddush geyeder or coin? Loish no coin, loish no Yisrael. Idilma, perhaps shiny coin are different. Hoyil v'ribu ben akos v'mitzvah. If somebody actually mitzvahs, we're not going to force him to marry the shivcha. Rav says mutter. Shmuel says asr. Obviously, when you were learning Daf Yomi with Rav Shmuel, biskumdre itali, so you were playing around with little blocks, with Legos blocks. So you weren't listening to what he was saying. Because if you were listening, you would have asked him a very pertinent question. My time like tame lulei maho. You should have asked it from the brayse we had before. The chacham, you say that that a kohen. You say that a kohen should not marry a shivcha because you want him to be your wife because he has to be treated like a kohen. The chachamim say ain eved even a kohen nirtza and eved doesn't get pierced if nation nasa balmum. You know why he doesn't get this? For one reason, because it makes it balmum. According to you, we got a bigger problem. He has to say, Ahavtis ishti, I like my wife that you gave me. But according to you, you say a kohen ever does not get married to a shivcha. He can never say, I like my wife, so how can he be kohen? Forget the balmum. Who cares about the balmum? If he cannot, I give him a shivcha. The reason why he cannot be a matnitz is to be ino, Ahavtis adoini as ishti vizbonai. But like, so let me do this. He can't answer anything on that.